Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we've got this OPP that is, I don't know, it's partially her fault that things are going bad in her relationship, but partially his. Let's just talk to her.
Okay.
Andrea?
Yay!
What's going on?
Hey, guys. I have a little problem. I have always been habitually late. I am just one of those people who I just can't get anywhere on time. And, you know, it's to the point where it's, you know, it's affecting my life kind of negatively. You know, I've actually lost or didn't get jobs because of that, because I've been late for job interviews. So the story is, because of that, I told my husband of 4 years, he knows my problem, obviously, and I told him to, maybe help me out with it. Like, I kind of want him to get on me about it, but like in a nice way, but just, you know, kind of, you know, not let me be late, you know, for important things.
Nice.
Teach you the art of compassion, empathy, you know, regular human kindness, considerate for other people's feelings.
Wow.
That sort of thing. I don't know if you can tell, Andrea, you've hit a little bit of a hot button, but I'm not early.
Yeah.
But I'm not late.
Right.
Because when somebody comes in and says, oh my God, I'm sorry I'm late, traffic is bad, it's like, yeah, I know.
For all of us.
So that's why I left early.
It's allotted for that.
And so you're saying that your time is more valuable than my time.
Exactly.
So that makes me
I don't mean for it to be like that.
I know you don't know. Andrea, you little cutie bug.
I'm a procrastinator.
Got it. All right.
I told my husband, and now the problem is he's like taking it way too far. He's like a drill sergeant about it. You know, we were actually going to a dinner party with his boss, and I was in the bathroom putting on my makeup. Yes, I wear fake eyelashes. He made me leave with one set of eyelashes on, or just one on the one eye.
Well.
And go to this dinner party. And I was so upset about it. And, you know, I tried to explain to him, yeah, you know I told you to get on me about it, but I can't go anywhere. You know, I can't go places partially done and fixed up. It's just become a really big problem. And, you know, I don't know. I feel
he's the problem because he's doing what you asked. You're not the problem because you're not changing. Wait, I just need to make sure, like, who the problem... I know it's other people's problems, but we're trying to figure out who the problem
specifically
is.
Specifically, if it's...
I'm not trying to be mean to you, Andrea, but, like, what do you want? You want, like...
Well, like, I just wish he was a little more, like, compassionate about it. I mean, come on. We all know girls. Girls take forever to get ready. We have to look perfect. Like, can't he just understand that, you know, and not just be so up my butt about it?
Well, but see, you asked for a pattern change in your life. You asked him to assist in that. And now that he's just what Slacker said. Now he is. And now you have a problem with the frequency. So is he, like, nitpicking everything you do or just when it comes to being on time with stuff?
Well, it's kind of just turned into everything. I think that he's kind of, his ego got in the way with this. So now he's on this power trip because I gave him that power, so to speak. And now I can kick myself in the butt because I can't take it anymore, really.
Okay. So we got to help get back his,
But he would stop if you started being on time. Like, okay. I don't want to get into the weeds on this, but Andrea, what you need to do is maybe one day go in your bathroom, take your phone and hit start on a timer and then get ready. And then when you're done, look down. And if it says 92 minutes, then the next time when it's no, and that's fine if it takes you 92 minutes. The thing is so many women underestimate. They're like, it only takes me 60 minutes to get ready. It's like, it really doesn't. It takes you longer than that. So then when, if you have to be somewhere by 3 and it's a half hour away, you go back to 2:30 because that's when you need to leave. Yeah. And then you go back 92 minutes. And if you're not getting ready by then it's your fault. Yeah. It's your problem. And you deserve to go to the event with only one eyelash. Because
oh, you guys, no. It's tough. I mean, I see your point. The timer idea is good. You know, I could try that.
But I get that he's taking it too far.
Yeah.
But isn't that where change comes from? Right? I mean, like, when somebody goes to boot camp, they don't go in and go, it would be swell if you would do 20 push-ups. It'd be super nice if you would you just kind of run around the track a little bit. I mean, if it's cool, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to be up in your grill.
Or push you out too much.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. But,
or do they just go, and give me 20?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you become a different thing. You have to get, and I don't know that that's the way to fix a chronically late person is to break them down boot camp style, but I mean.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's the right way with me. Because it's really just angering me. And then I'm getting on him about the stuff that I don't like with him. And it's just causing chaos.
So we need to back him down a little bit, get rid of his ego trip and just kind of chill.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do everything you can on your part.
Yeah.
Direct, okay.
Yeah. Right. Yes, Steve, she is, clearly. All right, Andrea, we're going to try to get your husband. Hang on.
Well, because I know you had a couple issues with your wife, you know, being.
My wife, Little D. Little D, he's actually doing better now, but he is. We have something called DPT, Dave Person Time.
Time, yeah.
Because he's like, I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Two minutes 20 minimum.
Easily. And it makes me. Yeah. If you and I have someplace to be at 2, I know that you're going to be there at like 12:30, and then I start feeling bad that I'm not, when I get there on time, because like Steve's been waiting for 90 minutes.
No, that's on me. I just want to make sure I know I'm there and I'm just there. Yeah.
But people who are late drive me nuts. So I have to recuse myself from this. Bottom line, because you're right. I get too hot about it. I agree with the husband. It's like, there's a point where it's like, hey, you green lighted me to get on you about being late. And the way to do that is to stand over you with, while you got your curling iron in and go 90 seconds.
Yeah. I'm 100% all in. So this is how it's going to be then.
You want my help? This is my help.
So I guess we got to back that down.
How do we get the drill sergeant husband to be normal, or should Andrea be the one making the changes? Andrea.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she needs to figure out what she doesn't need to do. Does she really need the fake eyelashes? Does she really need to curl her hair? Figure out things she can cut out to make sure she gets there on time. Because people who are late really annoy me too.
Yeah.
It is one of the most disrespectful. I mean, you don't think you're being disrespectful? And if it's to a party, I don't care.
Right.
Because parties are one of those things.
Right.
But if we have a reservation at 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
And you show up at 6:15.
Thank you.
With your BS, like, oh, my thing with the.
Blah, blah, blah.
You do it once, it's okay. Stuff happens.
But now you're disrespecting and insulting me when you keep coming with your same excuse. It's, traffic.
So, Andrea, do we have to shut her husband down, or is he doing the right thing?
No, he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing, absolutely. If she said, hey, do this, and he's doing it, then that's on her. She told him to.
Wow.
That is true.
I didn't expect anybody to be pro. It's not like he's a bully, but he's like badgering her. But apparently pro badgering people are out there. Christy.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm right there with her. I have the same exact problem. I'm late every time, and I don't like that.
Stop.
Yeah. It's not. It's easier said than done.
No, it's not. I do it every day. I'm on time to everything. Christy, I don't mean to be Andrea's husband, but Steve shoves the pendulum too far the other way. But like, Christy, it's like, I'm just a late person. That's like, it's not true. It's you not wanting to make the change. That's the truth.
Right.
But if like, just do crap earlier and then you end up on time to everything.
But you're saying that he's going to be he's the problem, not her.
No, no, no. I'm not saying he's a problem. Him being a drill sergeant, I think, actually makes it worse, because it to me, when that happened, it stressed me out even more, where I lost focus and I even took longer to get ready. So what I did was I had them tell me an hour to change the time on when the, you know, party was or occasion was.
Oh, the party's at 6. It's really at 7. So then you're going to be late, but you're on time. But then you, well, but after you know a while, you figure doing, that out.
Yeah.
No, because I had them change it all the time, anywhere from a half hour to an hour, whatever. So, and that actually helped me out. I was all, you know, I was never late then.
Okay.
So you'd rather keep being rude, but be fooled, and then you're not rude, kind of thing.
Well, because it helped me get in the pattern of being able to get ready. Totally got me in the pattern of being on time, and I don't know why that was, but that's what helped me.
Wow.
Okay. So
thank you for the call, Christy. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. It's, you know what Little D does? He sets some of his clocks forward 15 minutes, and it's like, but then you know that clock's
yes,
forward.
Yes, and then you just adjust it for it.
It's like, wait, it's not really 11:45. It's actually 11:30, so I still have time. Because it didn't change it.
It didn't at all.
It's, oh, God. I don't know why this subject gets under my skin mm-hmm. so much. Sarah?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
I agree with the husband.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's an adult. There's no reason for it to take someone that long to get ready. Being chronically late, that's not a real thing. You're just inconsiderate.
Yeah, yeah. You're not born with it. You weren't afflicted with something. I mean, was it a germ that got in your...
It's true. It's yeah. not polio.
Yeah, yes. You're just...
It's you.
Yeah.
You don't value it. And that's when you do that, it makes me feel like I'm not valued.
There it is.
And that's not good.
Disrespect.
It's so much disrespect. So you think he should keep barking orders at her, or she should just figure it out on her own?
I mean, if it's going to cause a conflict with their marriage, then it sounds like they've got more problems that maybe require some more help than a radio show. But yeah. if he's doing what she asks, then, I mean, he's doing what she asks. And if she doesn't like it, we'll try being a little faster.
Appreciate the call, Sarah. Wow. I'm floored that women
I am
are like,
too.
But I think there comes a point where backing up the sisterhood isn't as important as just...
The right thing.
Yeah, stop yeah. being rude. Any more advice you have for Andrea? Maybe you could put it in a timely fashion up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.